Welcome back to Wake Up Call. Time now for Buy or Sell. Buy or Sell.
All right, so let's get to Buy or Sell. Let's have some fun. All right.
You know, I'm going to throw some NFL music on.
Yeah, why
fun.
Not? We've been doing it all hour, so.
Yeah. Something a little different. And you know, I mean, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will miss hearing this, right?
Right.
So, All right, buy or sell number one. The Rams, suffering from the Super Bowl hangover, will miss the playoffs this season.
You know, it's funny. My former boss just posted on Facebook on a post I had about the game that said the Rams will miss the playoffs. And I had them winning the division.
So do I.
But after last night, I there might be enough problems there that could plague them. I'm not 100% sure how healthy that elbow is.
Right.
And that could be... You know, when you get into the NFL season, you don't heal from stuff when you continue to play. You just live with it. And if his elbow needs some more rest, I don't know if they'll give it to him. So he might have to live with this. And
one other thing, too, and I think it was Chris Collinsworth who said it last night. I can't remember if it was him or Mike Tirico. Cooper Kupp really benefited with Odell Beckham Jr.
He sure did.
Last night you saw... what an Odell Beckhamless team for the Rams
looks
like.
Even with Allen Robinson, they couldn't get the kind of thing Odell Beckham Jr. had. Yeah, and that offensive line, Andrew Whitworth was on that team last year, retired. He was missed. That offensive line's in trouble. That's got to get better. I'm going to sell it. I think the Rams will figure it out and win the division. I just don't know about San Francisco and Arizona right yet. That's my thing.
I hear you.
They might win it by default by being just the better team of the four teams. I know they're better than one. I don't know yet if they're better than two, but we'll see. I'm going to sell it, but it's close. It's close. They did not look good last week.
They didn't look good at all. How about this one? A perennial bottom five team like the Jaguars or Lions will emerge as a playoff contender late in the season.
Yes, because this happens all the time. How often do we find a team with a losing record? They go, well, they still could technically make the playoffs. They need to win their final two games. And here's the list of 15 things that have to happen for them to make the playoffs. And you go, well, you're telling me there's a chance? But I understand the nature of the question. It's not so much that. It's so much of, hey, where did this team come from? You know what? If they win their next two games, it puts them in this position. I'm going to buy that. The NFL is not a predictable thing as much as we think it is sometimes. Again, you're really talking about a talent pool. We say it a lot. It's not like college where a player that can play at Alabama is not going to play at Chadron State, right? He's going to play at Alabama. But an NFL free agent will go play for Jacksonville in a heartbeat. He'll go play in any team. There's money. Different teams can offer you different packages, whatever. And everybody in the league is a amazing Pro Bowl, not Pro Bowl, I should say, the best player in the world, right? That's it, not Pro Bowl, but you know what I'm saying. Like, they were the elite of the elite. In the huge talent pool that college football has, they were the very, 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 very best. So there's always that chance. Yeah, I'm gonna buy that. I don't know who, but I'm going to buy that.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm showing my hand here where I'm thinking who. Buy or sell number three, Doug Peterson will win Coach of the Year, proving Eitan right.
We're going to bring this up a lot, aren't we? This whole season, when Jags do well, we're going to bring up Eitan's
right.
You come on this show and you make a prediction and you think it's going to go away. It doesn't go away. Right? We don't put it in a drawer and forget about it, Eitan. Just letting you know. This is something we're riding for the next 17 weeks. Just letting you know. I love that guy so much. It's unbelievable. Like we said before, whenever he's on the show, there's this fandom that comes in every time.
And that one came...
And he couldn't help himself. He did this basic preview of the Eagles. This is where they're weak. This is where they're strong. This is where they got better. And then he couldn't help himself. He morphed into Doug Peterson's going to be Coach of the Year in Jacksonville. He couldn't help himself.
Yep. He was giving us a great interview about the Eagles.
Really?
Great insight and everything. And you and I were both like little kids, like, when's it coming?
When's it coming?
It's got to come. You don't disappoint us. And he waited till, like, you know, the 3 seconds.
I opened the door with something about Jacksonville, and he jumped in, and he was like, there it is.
It was one of those moments, like, as if he was disarming a bomb.
Right.
And he waited till the second clicked one. Like, oh, it's the red wire. Click. Bomb stop. That's how long he took for us. And then he finally delivered. We're like, yes, he did it.
I'm going to sell this, but I am very curious where Jacksonville is going.
I am too. I just want to see a turnaround with Trevor Lawrence.
I do too. I want to see Trevor Lawrence be the guy. I mean, I don't mean this with any hyperbole. I was so impressed that freshman year when he beat Alabama. I said, this guy is the next, he's the next Andrew Luck in terms of can't miss. I would hate for that not to be true. I would hate for him to just be an ordinary quarterback that just sort of never really does much. I think Doug Peterson's got a real opportunity to turn him into something really fantastic. But it's still a long haul for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I think Doug Peterson's the right guy. Coach of the year, no, but that's I'm selling it, but I like it. I like it.
All right, how about this one? Marcus Mariota will have a reemergence and be in consideration for comeback player of the year.
I don't think so because I don't think he has the weapons around him. I think he can only play as good as – I don't think he has anybody there that is going to be anywhere what Matt Ryan used to have. I mean, when you got one, you know, they had Julio Jones no longer there. They had Calvin Ridley suspended for gambling. They got Kyle Pitts, and Kyle Pitts is good. I have no one. I don't know no one else he's throwing the ball to. I think Drake London at a USC is one of their first round pick.
I actually have no idea who the receivers are.
No, I'm gonna sell this. I love the idea. Marcus Mariota is a good dude. He's a good guy, and I hope he good things should. I want good things to come for him. I liked him when he was with Tennessee. I think this is one of those cases where he just doesn't have an offensive line. He's got nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah,
they are a long way from
his wide receiver ones are Drake London, who currently is rookie. Questionable. Brian Edwards, and Zacchaeus.
No idea who it is.
Never heard of that guy.
So it's not like they went out and got one and you recognize him. No,
Cordell
Patterson. Yeah, he's still on the team.
He's their running back one.
He's their running back, so he might have a good year, but who knows? Mariota is not. Yeah, no.
All right, how about this one? This one might make some of our friends up in the New England area heated.
Okay.
But rumblings of Bill Belichick being on the hot seat will be heard towards the end of the season.
In terms of being fired, no. In terms of being more open to question him, yes. Yes.
I'm just saying because it's not starting off the best where he doesn't really have an offensive coordinator. And
okay.
There's a lot of, like, what is going on up in New England talk.
There's a thing about when you feel like you're the smartest guy in the room, and then there is, okay, enough of that, right? Like again, he knows more football than I'll ever know. He's forgotten more football than I'll ever know, all of
right.
that. There is a point, though, where your own hubris can get the better of you, where you think, like, every other coach needs it this way. I don't need it this way. I think eventually somebody's going to be
the offensive coordinator.
I think in this case, you do want that one voice. I think that I worry about Mac Jones. I've seen second-year guys fall a little bit. That's why they kind of want they call it the sophomore jinx for a reason. I'm curious about that. But in the end, no, but people are going to take more shots at him for sure, without question. That's Boston. I mean, if it was Denver, no. If it was other places that are a little softer, no. But New England, New York, that area, Philadelphia, that sort of quadrant of the country.
It'll get heated.
Yeah, it'll get heated.
How about
they
this
do it to
one?
Everybody? So eventually, Bill Belichick will feel it. Eventually.
How about this one for you? And this is, I mean, this one's personal to you.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin will keep his streak of having coached his Steelers team to a 500 or better record will remain intact.
I'm buying this, and I wouldn't have bought this a month ago. I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't see what our Steeler guests saw with the quarterback. I was just assuming you go through you get a Mitch Trubisky, you had Ben Roethlisberger, it's a drop off. But the idea that, yeah, Ben wasn't good last year. He wasn't good. He was very limited. Slants for short yardages, go downfield, forget about it. He wasn't being able to do that. if you get a quarterback that can chuck it a little more and open up the offense a little bit, they didn't need a lot on the offense to win games with what that defense does. No. Are they going to be going making a run towards one of the elite? No. Will they even make the playoffs? No. But 17 games, you've got to go 9-8 to get a winning record, and I think they can do that.
Think they have enough to do it?
I think they've got enough to do it. Don't hold me to this, but today I'm buying it.
All right.
Today I'm buying it.
On the flip side, the Bears will actually be worse than you think they will be.
Well, okay. Last year they went 6-11, and Justin Fields started 10 games and went 2-8. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to buy that.
I think the Bears will compete with the Falcons for the number one overall draft pick.
I agree.
I think it's going to be. And we're not going to hear the end of it.
It's not a well put together team.
Yeah, we're not going to hear the end of it. The Falcons could quietly be the worst team in the league, and you know we'd be like, yeah, that's there. The Bears are going to be loud about it.
I agree.
I think Bear fan will let us know how disappointed they are in this team all season long.
I just look at the Bears when we did our preview of them. I just looked at the Bears and went, I don't see a there. Like something that makes you go, oh, okay, they're doing Justin Fields, sure, but like even Roquan Smith was. The reason why they didn't jump all over giving him extension, he hasn't really lived up to the hype that he had coming in to the league. So there's a lot of things about the Bears that are not exciting. So well, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
I got two more for you, real quick. So given all the turmoil that has happened during the preseason and the rumors that are circulating right now, Tom Brady will retire at some point mid-season.
I'm going to sell that. I like where you're going with it, though. I'm going to sell it. I think he is so knowledgeable about his image and legacy. I don't think he wants that as part of his legacy. I think this is a good enough team and a weak enough division. I still like the Saints to make the playoffs, but make the playoffs like at 10-7. I think it's a weak enough division. You got to get to the end, right? Remember how we always talk about it with athletes? They like get me to where I just left off, and sometimes they go through the regular season like, ah, this is I hate this. But I remember what that last thing I was at. I think Brady wants to get back to the playoffs. I think 17 games in 18 weeks are a grind. I think he doesn't want to do that. I think he's going to get tired of this team.
He just now wants to play playoff football.
Yeah, if he can
find a way to sit all season long,
just get me to the playoffs and let me roll. All right, give the last one.
The last one. Pete Carroll will step down at the end of the season.
I'm buying that. I think this team's a mess. It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster.
Do you think it'll come before the end of the season?
Will he get fired?
No, I don't know if he'll get fired.
I don't think he'll get fired.
I don't think he'll get fired over what this team is.
Hard to quit midseason. It sends a bad message. I don't know if he wants to coach again, it's not a good look. But this is a mess. I think he steps down. I think it's a disaster.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be part of this if I was Pete Carroll.
I don't think he wants to go through rebuilding.
He won national championships in college. He went to Super Bowls. Why would you want to spend the next 3 to 4 years at his age rebuilding a team?
Yeah.
I think you go, hand this over, I'm out. I'm buying that at the end of the season. All right, that's buy or sell. We'll come back, wrap up the hour. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.